Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Cavaliers back. Cavs, Knicks. It kills me a little bit, just a little bit, that Karl Anthony Towns been downgraded, that you are missing Hart, you are missing Mitchell Robinson. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're missing Darius Garland, but at least we got Donovan going. You've got Evan Mobley going. You've got Jarrett going. I hate, and I know you can't do anything about injuries, but I just hate when that opening matchup, you just can't have everybody going for both teams.
I know. It almost feels like it's like the unwritten rule across the NBA that in night one, you at least got to give it your very best. At least it definitely felt like last night with the debut of NBC. Back in the basketball arena, it was like, all right, both those teams are playing their butt off. Both those teams are doing everything they can. And we don't have that right now. By the way, the Vegas has not really adjusted their spread at all. So maybe that's a good sign for Cat playing. I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought the Cavs moved to 2-point favorites.
We're 1.5.
Oh, 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody tweeted that out. I don't know who, clearly, because I'd be saying their name right now. But... I'm excited to have Cavs basketball back. So I wanted to, because I don't think we were kind of up against it because we had Ross at 2:20 today. And again, Ross, if you missed him, usually at 4 o'clock on afternoon drive, I had to move up because he's on the Chargers Vikings call in Westwood One tomorrow. So at 2:20 we had Ross. If you missed that, I said I don't think of it as like a lack of buzz with the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. I see it as like a lack of drama. Because we don't have to worry about Donovan, right? I think they were pretty clear they weren't trading Darius or Jared Allen this offseason, despite the injuries and the maybe falling short in the Indiana series. I look at it as just a lack of drama from Cleveland side of things as opposed to a lack of buzz. And I also look at it as just total trust in what the Cavs have done, because I think you know they're going to deliver in the regular season.
Well,
at the very least.
But I also think there's some hesitancy from the fans with the idea that if it doesn't work out this year, you really kind of have to wonder if it's ever going to work out. I mean, you're a 64-win team last year. At some point, you're going to break through is the predominant thought. At least it should be when you have a 64-win team. 64-win teams typically do at some point break through, and then it just becomes obvious.
It's funny. Like, listen, this is a very tough thing to gauge here because we all have our little circle of friends, and we have our circle of people we know. I haven't heard one person even worry about that. All I've heard
about
is
not breaking through.
All I've heard is because that's a April and May thought. I think all I've heard from any Cavs fan in my life is I'm just so excited they're back and I can't wait for the good vibes to roll on because I trust that to happen. Whereas the Browns piss me off every Sunday.
Well, the Browns do piss you off every Sunday.
That's fair.
That is a guarantee. It's funny. I was talking to my brother-in-law about this because he's a massive basketball fan in general. And I was like, yeah, we're not really doing much in the discussion department because I think it's more the idea that there's not many things to really complain about. Mm-hmm. We know what the team is. It's not like if Atkinson has this team as a 52-win team this year and they get bounced out in the second round of the playoffs again, people are like, well, Atkinson sucks and deserves to be fired. That's not really going to be the case. And we'll have some real conversations about what happens with Donovan and these guys moving forward, but I think at this point, people just want to soak it in and take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, I think sometimes... So the Cavs are awesome to just be a fan of, but from the sports talk side of things... There's not a lot of there. You know what I mean? Like, what's your biggest regular season question? Well, how do you handle Darius's absence? And what do you think about Lonzo Ball? Those are real questions, but there's not like a sizzle to those things. It's the NBA has been built on rivalries and drama. And right now, I don't really see a clear threat in the East. It doesn't mean they're not there, but I don't see a clear threat in the East that the average Cavs fan would register.
I see way more threats in the West. I think there might be three teams better than the Cavs in the West, but we don't play in the West.
And I kind of look at Lonzo Ball and I'm like, well, I'm not so worried about whether he plays 40 games or 60 games this year. I'm worried if he's going to be healthy for the playoffs because I think that's where his impact will truly be felt.
Well, and the differences are going to be in the margins in many ways. And it's going to be, does Evan Mobley continue trying to shoot more three-pointers? Does Donovan have another place that his game can get to? Do we hand off the idea that Mobley is now going to be better than Donovan? Does that happen at some point this season? Like, there's a lot of little things that could happen, and it won't happen in the blink of an eye. It'll happen over a 3-4-5 month, really, adventure.
Well, that's what's interesting about then this piece of sound, LeBron James. And it has just been a wild week for LeBron.
Well, LeBron, he's not even reacting on the bench. Apparently, that's a big problem for a lot of people.
We had the game last night. Apparently,
eating pizza with a fork.
Eating pizza with a fork. There was the Westbrook stuff from the Jovan Buha book that came out. I said Buha weird because I was trying to pass air through me and not burp into the microphone.
Jovan Buha book. You're a ghost that decided to laugh.
I was actually, it was the name of the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2, which I was also confusing it with. But the book where Russell Westbrook just thought he was a total fake ass clown. You have all these things going on. Well,
does that mean Mac is now scared of LeBron?
All right, Mac. LeBron comes up and says, you can do a 60-minute live interview on your TikTok.
The Decision 2.0, but not the alcohol ad this time.
But I have to have clown face paint like and a red nose
remember
on.
Remember, he dressed up as It one year for Halloween. Yep, he dressed up in the It costume.
But it's on Halloween
back.
And I'm going to a Halloween party. So I'm going to be looking like a clown. Would you do it?
I think I would have to bite the bullet and do it.
I don't think you're that afraid of clowns, man. All right.
I'm afraid of clowns answer.
Clownatoots would be something you'd be into, or at the very least could get over. And now LeBron, a good, you know, life-changing interview, you could sit there and grin and bear it with LeBron as it. I think you've got your answer. I don't think you're really that afraid of clowns. I think you just are kind of mid on clowns.
I don't really know how to respond to that. I'm not a fan of clowns. That's how I've always said it. That's how I've always been, dude.
It sounds more like you're like clown Switzerland.
When you guys did your lunch yesterday together, did any part of you think that a clownitude was coming along with Nick?
No, not at all.
Not even like in the slightest bit in the back of your mind? I'm like, he wouldn't, but maybe
Zero
he would.
Chance. Yeah. Zero chance.
But maybe he would.
Well, see, now I wish I would have. Now I wish I would have explained to Vanessa why that specific thing's going to show up with the credit card. It's like, no, it's not for me. It's for Mac. We're conquering his fears and his loneliness in one swipe of the card.
I like that you're paying for it with a credit card.
Yeah. Wow.
You think the clownitude's got like Apple Pay or something?
I gotta put it on the books. I'm an honest man.
You want the tax write off associated with that?
That's a business expense.
It's a show bit.
Yeah, getting our board op, getting him free of a fear of clowns, while also getting him a little amorous affection. Yeah, that's a business expense.
Hey, so what did LeBron say?
So LeBron was on the Mind the Game pod. That's a good transition. Mind the Game pod and talked about which team in the NBA has the most pressure on them heading into this season.
You think about like, you know, Milwaukee now where they can play with Giannis and Miles now.
That's right.
You think about Cleveland, you know, with Allen and Mobley. They have to be able to, you know, compliment one another. Yeah. So
that one's under a little pressure this year, I think.
Oh,
you
know, that
the playoffs.
Whole
thing. At the end, they're going to be great. Yeah. They're going to be great.
I think they're under the most pressure of any team coming to the season.
So it's interesting. I initially with LeBron go, is there another agenda there with LeBron, or is this a straight up thing that he thinks? As somebody who's been wildly complimentary of these Cavaliers, I couldn't find the obvious agenda that it'd be like, oh, he's playing games.
Well, I think the idea is that you prop them up, so then when they fail, then you seem better in hindsight with everything. Like if there was an avenue and a back channel that LeBron had maybe tried to get to Cleveland and the door had been shut on that, and they're like, no, we got a good thing going, we don't really need you, then you would make these type of comments. I'm not saying that's how it went down, but like if I'm trying to find the agenda attached to it all, that would be one way.
I just look at this and I go, I tend to believe that we overrate pressure on like a big scale across like a whole season. I think we overrate and maybe sometimes conflate what that really means. I think the Cavs will have pressure on them if they struggle with health and injuries in the regular season. That's the only time I think they'll feel pressure. When it comes to the playoffs, I think you've proven you can win in the playoffs. I think the pressure grows with each round. But I don't think it's anything like now. Like I think it's 6 months from now, and again, I think it only happens that once you get into the second round to see if you can get over that hump.
Well, I mean, the hourglass is ticking, though, and I think they know that, especially if you're someone like Donovan. Like, this might be the last year that Donovan could win an NBA title, and people say it's Donovan Mitchell's title. I don't know how much he cares about that. I think he just wants to win a title, but people in the NBA do care. Ask Kevin Durant. People care about who gets the designation for whose title it is. And even within that, like we're 2 years away, as Jason Lloyd has written a million times, about drastic changes on this team having to happen because you spend more money than anybody else in the NBA.
But
do you
feel like the players individually feel that pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a pressure on this team to perform and to perform at a high level. I really do think that, only because they haven't in the past.
I think the pressure is we've got to probably win 50 games, right? And then we got to be a top six seed. I think that's the pressure for teams in their.
Well, but I think like winning 50 games and being a top six seed and losing in the second round again, I think that's an absolute failure for this team.
If you're Donovan, why would you give a rip about the tax bill that Dan's got to pay in 2 years?
You're not cared about the tax bill, but you are cared about how you're perceived. He's talked about it openly so many times about his perception across the NBA.
Every NBA player and every NBA star that doesn't have a title yet?
He's never made a conference finals. And so, like, I think there is something to the idea that Donovan, he understands you only have so many years in the NBA, and he's got to make it count. And this is one of the few times where this is his team.
But I don't think he carries it from day to day. I don't think he sits out there in practice and he's going to the lane and he's thinking, do people think I'm an MVP? Like, I don't think that's the way the guys carry this stuff around. I think it's like any job.
I mean, I do think it varies from player to player. I think Kobe carried that stuff around him all the time. I think it's been well documented how he carried that stuff around with him. I don't know that Donovan is that guy, though. I don't know that Donovan carries it like that.
I always thought the Kobe stuff was a little performative. I always thought the Michael stuff was performative. Like, I'd I'll say it because LeBron's my favorite player. I think the LeBron stuff, it's performative. I think it's a good narrative to be like, mama mentality, right? It's like, no, you just work really, really hard, all right? You didn't have to be a D. You would have been a really great player. You're just using some personality defect as a way to sell. Like, these guys are great at marketing, and I buy that, but, like, I don't know. In terms of the pressure, I don't think hardly anybody in the NBA is feeling pressure going into the season unless you have something to prove in the regular season, which the Cavs don't. I think there's 100 billion things that impacts the idea of pressure. I think it's way overstated. I don't think the Cavs have more pressure than anybody. The Knicks have pressure. They just fired their head coach who built them out of the abyss. And, by the way, that pressure doesn't start until April either.
I was thinking the Knicks have pressure. I was thinking the 76ers have a bunch of pressure. I was thinking even a team like Denver, I think, has pressure on themselves. I mean, like, there's a lot of teams that I think have pressure.
Well, but it's every team has a certain amount of pressure anyway.
The idea here is that the Cavs have to do something that we have not seen this core yet do. And they have to prove to the rest of the NBA that the too big and too undersized guard thing can actually work. And so, like, call it whatever you want, but like they're under the gun this year.
Average NBA players make $20 million a year.
It's not just about the money,
but like they have so much to fall back on now that you just I mean, he just didn't really at this level 30 years ago. I just think pressure's changed. I think people are also smart enough to understand some of the pressure that's out there is manufactured by social media and the media, and you can just avoid it.
Well, but I think that's part of the fun of the NBA in many ways. I do. I love I know you're not the biggest ring culture guy. I love the ring culture around the NBA because it just, even though they don't do the regular season that hard, it does feel like these players care about how their legacy is perceived in a way that I think is, it's just awesome to dive into. Like in the NBA, you do top 10 rankings. Like I saw people argue emphatically about if Jokic wins a title this year and wins his fourth league MVP, if he cracks the top 10 and then who that kicks out of the top 10. It was an hour long debate. Like I love that side of the NBA.
216-474-0092. LeBron says the Cavs have the most pressure on them in the NBA heading into the season. Do you agree or disagree with that? Austin Carr will tell us, Mr. Cavalier himself, if he agrees or disagrees in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
There is no one we'd rather talk to more when it comes to Cavaliers basketball than Mr. Cavalier himself. You know him also as a Cavs analyst as well. Austin Carr on the Fan Hotline joining us right now. AC, welcome back. Welcome back to Cavs basketball.
It's good to be back. And Opening night is always exciting.
It really is. And even if we'll see what's going on with the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns, but I have to say, LeBron, you might have heard of him. He went on a podcast and said the Cavs have the most pressure of any team heading into the NBA season. Do you agree with that?
Not really. The pressure, to me, the pressure is only what the Cavs put on themselves. I mean, once you're in the business and you've been in it for a while, a lot of the pundits, a lot of people that talk about it, you don't even pay attention as a player because you know half of them don't know what they're talking about anyway. So because they don't know the inside, so all they know is what the outside of the whole situation, what's going on. So I think the only pressure Cavs putting on themselves is where they want to go as a team. They want to make that next step and go further and win a championship. That's the pressure that I think is the only thing they're thinking about. And to me, it's not really a pressure situation. It's a want-to-achieve situation, which to me eliminates that pressure. But right now, it's all about getting themselves together so they can compete for 6 months.
So we were kind of just having that same conversation, and I'm very, very close to where you are on this conversation. Do you think, just across the board, we go overboard with the pressure talk when it comes to pro athletes and certainly the NBA?
Well, hey, it sells. I mean, that to me is where I see it. I mean, that's what it's about, because you're talking about 6 months of selling. So for 6 months, you got to keep doing, just like in the football season. You got to come up, boom, boom, every week, every day, you got to come up with something that's interesting that people will listen to. So you have to do that. That's part of the business. And as a player, once you understand that, you have a whole different approach to that side of the business.
Okay, so if it's not pressure, what is at stake for the Cavs this year?
Well, to me, it's always a championship. When you have the kind of talent they have, that's where you look at. And then you look at how, well, OKC has all of a sudden come from under the bottom and now is on the top, and they look like they want to stay there for a while. The Cavs have a lot of stuff to have to focus on to get themselves in a position to beat OKC. Because to me, I don't see anybody in the West. Houston's going to have a shot because they looked awful good last night. But it's going to be interesting to see who's going to knock them off the throne coming out of that West. But right now, the Cavs are focused on getting themselves in position to win the East.
Cavs analyst Austin Carr on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan as we get you ready for Cavs. Knicks, of course, the Cavs are back. Let's see what they can do this year. But one of the big moves in the offseason was trading Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball. And I know Lonzo has had some health issues in recent years. He looks healthy now. How does a healthy Lonzo Ball change things for the Cavaliers?
Well, it gives more organization on the perimeter. I think having a mixture of Donovan Garland and him on that perimeter will really put it in. And then you throw Porter in there. That'll give us some solid action there, because I was a little bit wondering, you know, he didn't seem like he was getting into it, but he's a veteran, Lonzo. And then the last game at home, man, he made some passes that I had not seen from him in a long time. And, I mean, he can see. As they say in the game, he can see. He knows what he's doing out there, and I'm anxious to see how it's going to unfold, because if he can bring that energy in the game, that type of energy into the game and get everybody involved, that's going to be where we need to be. In other words, the Cavs, to me, are the most dynamic team in the league when they can go 9 and 10 deep, and that's where we have to get to. And with Strus and Garland out, now, when they come back, then that moves two more guys into that second unit, and that is where we've become a more stronger dynamic team, I think.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about it earlier, like the idea that DeAndre Hunter didn't even play 30 games with the Cavs last year. Isn't there more that we can tap into with even DeAndre Hunter and what we saw last year and now moving over to having more time with this club?
Yeah, oh, yes, for sure. I mean, defensively, he was on point. Physically, he was on point. I mean, and scoring wise, he's going to be one of the top two scorers, two or three scorers on the team the way he plays the game, I think he's going to be one of the top two or three guys scoring on the team, because he definitely knows what he's doing. He's aggressive. He knows how to do it. And he doesn't mind jumping in your face. I like that.
Austin, Donovan Mitchell came here now almost, this is going to be his fourth season here. There was questions about the contracts. Last offseason, he put that to bed, inked a long-term deal here. And we've seen Donovan, you know, continue to grow his presence in Cleveland. I know he's throwing out his line, determination over negativity. As we kind of get into the meat of his career here in Cleveland, what do you think Donovan has meant to Cavs basketball through those first 3 years going on year four?
I think he's meant quite a bit, because as he has risen, the team has gone to the level to where we are favored to win the East this year. I mean, you think about it, we haven't progressed like this. We've progressed like this since he's been with us. And that, to me, is telling me that the league is, and the people are starting to respect us. See, to me, I don't want the respect from the media. I want the respect from the players, because that is telling me where we are actually headed to. And the teams, other teams, when you hear them talk, they're starting to respect where we are as a team and players. And that, to me, is where we need to go. And that's where we're shooting for, I think.
Is this the year that Evan Mobley becomes the best player on the team and surpasses Donovan in that regard?
See, now this is where I have a problem, because I love the way he's playing now. But to become the best player on the team means Donovan's going to have to step back. And Donovan shouldn't have to step back for him to become the best player of the team. I think that where Mobley is now, continue to grow in the role he's doing. I mean, the double-digit scoring, the double-digit rebounding, the 5 or 6 blocks, the 5 or 6 assists. The more he can do that, the dangerous he is for us. And I don't care who's on the team. Regardless of who's on the team, as long as he's doing that, then you it's up to the media to figure out who's the best player on the team. But as far as pushing him to be the best player, I think he understands where he's trying to go and what he wants to do. And I think he's going to make it if he's not already there, because defensively, he is a savant. And he closes up, he makes up for a lot of mistakes on our defensive end of the floor. And offensively, he's coming strong too. And once he continues to handle, hello, you still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. And once he starts to handle more on the offensive end, he'll be right. But as far as him being the best player on the team, the Cavs have too much talent to have. And with Donovan and Darius and all those guys, I think to make him to say he's better than Donovan, I don't think that's the right way to go about it. I think he will be one of the best players on the team.
AC, I have heard Evan Mobley compared to 5 basketball Hall of Famers since he came into the NBA. All very different players, by the way. When you watch him, is there, as a guy who's watched NBA basketball for 50-plus years, is there a guy that he reminds you most of?
Well, man. Wow. That's kind of hard, because defensively, he reminds me of a lot of people on the defensive end of the floor that were stellar players. Man, when I started thinking about him, it's just tough to come out with one, because Mobley does so many things that are subtle, but they're strong. I mean, if you look at the play he made when we beat Orlando and to go into the playoffs, he got beat at the foul line. And all he did, and the guy beat him solid. He just made a drop step, and blocked the shot before the guy got the ball up to the basket. To me, those are things that you don't see guys now do, because they don't even attempt to do stuff like that. So, you know, when you think in the past, Bill Russell used to do stuff like that. I've seen Russell do stuff. I was fortunate enough when I first came in the league to do stuff like that. I mean, those type of defensive players is what he does and how he does it. And he does it, it's kind of nonchalantly to me the way he does it, but he understands angles so well. It's just a pleasure to watch him play. And now that his offensive game is going, I mean, he looked like he worked on his turnaround jump shot a lot. And that's going to be big for him because that was the one thing he didn't do a lot of, and that was get in the middle and have a turnaround, a way to get a free, easy shot off. And once he gets that and that little jump hook together, then offensively he's going to be there. And if he's the best player on the team by then, fine. But I don't think it's going to be by scoring or things like that that make him the best player on the team. He's going to be the best player on the team because he's doing everything.
AC, you've been broadcasting for a lot of years after your playing career, obviously. You've been in our homes for a lot of years. Just from a broadcasting element, did you partake in Michael Jordan at all last night on NBC in his debut, and what'd you think?
I didn't really pay attention. I saw some of it, but I really wasn't paying attention because, right now I'm focused on what the Cavs are going to do. I don't really think about all that other stuff until I will get into it because it will be something I will watch because he's a friend of mine and a golfing buddy, so I definitely will take a look at it.
Yeah, I didn't come up to say hi, but I saw you at a club. Oh my gosh, I can't remember if it was a golf course either this year or last year. And I just knew no matter what happened that day, you golfed better than I did, AC.
Well, why didn't you come up and say hi?
You should have said hi.
I think it was the six pack that I was in the middle of that I.
AC, I need a MJ analysis on his golf swing. He plays golf an absolute ton. Is he a stick?
Yeah, he can hit it now. He's very competitive too, boy. So I mean, he can hit it. He can definitely hit it. The last time I played with Mike, though, he laid the club off a little bit too much. And that was kind of making him a little bit erratic. But as far as competing, and I know by now he's corrected that because he's probably got the best teachers in the world to teach him how to get rid of that little problem. So, and knowing how he played then and what he's probably, I would say he's got to be close to a scratch or plus a handicap by now. But age is going to catch up to him sooner or later. So he might add on a few more strokes.
All right, AC. Prime Austin Carr versus prime Michael Jordan. Who wins that one-on-one matchup?
Woo, baby. Now you're talking. But I have some good legs. Oh, baby. I'm going to give him a run for his money.
We don't doubt it. AC, we love the energy. We love the infectiousness. We love when you join us. Thank you so much. And go Cavs.
All right, guys, let's have a good one tonight. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you so much. We made the entire interview without once going to, I agree, go Cavs.
Well, you gave him the opportunity at the end there. He didn't want to do it. That's okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Go, I agree, go Cavs. I was not going to fight him on it. Back on the fan, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, the lead coming up in about 15 minutes. We got quick hits coming up at 6 as well. But we just had Austin Carr. We're going to play a piece of sound in just a moment. But I thought it was really interesting, and just listening to AC talk about Lonzo Ball, thinking about the absence of Strus, thinking about the absence of Darius Garland, I think the guy I'm most excited to watch this year is Lonzo, just because in the regular season, I think if he's healthy enough to play 20 minutes a night, that is great insurance for Darius being hurt. And I think in the playoffs, he's such an interesting glue piece. I don't love that he's been compared to Alex Caruso in OKC, because that was like one of the best trades we've seen in the last 20 years.
Yeah, Caruso's worked out phenomenally well for OKC.
And so that's a lot of pressure to put on a guy who's played about 60 games in the last 3 years.
His last name is Ball, which means he's a very injured human.
But like, he's a better three-point shooter than anyone realizes when healthy. He is a really great facilitator, so that's going to take pressure off of Donovan and Darius in the playoffs. And then, like...
I think if he
can still play really high quality defense, yeah, he can guard 1 through 3, and in some cases 1 through 4.
The only reason why he gets the Caruso comp is just because of how OKC did the minutes with Caruso. Regular season, they just kind of really just kept it at a minimum, and then in the postseason, they ratcheted it up in an extreme way. And I think that it would be something that I would be interested in watching the Cavs do with him. Like, really just kind of take it easy during the regular season, and then in the postseason, use him the way that you want to use him.
The catch-22 is Darius is not healthy. So, you are going to need a certain amount. I know they're high on Craig Porter Jr. I know they're high on Tyrese Proctor. And I do think the early part of the season is a great time to get those guys run in meaningful minutes. But at the end of it, it's like Donovan shouldn't be running point to start the season. It should be Lonzo, even if it's just 20 minutes a night, and then backfilling it with the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how long Darius is out for. They're being really cagey about this whole thing. Like the Cavs are themselves, and making the suggestions that Darius won't be out that long. The advice I would give them is keep him out. Yes. Whatever you think is necessary, go like 3 weeks beyond that, please.
I would agree. I would also say this, like, when it comes to the early part of the season, Darius being out is going to be tough. You're going to lose a couple extra games because of it. This is the right time. I think Kenny did this really well last year. This is the right time to give that stress test to the young guys and see, all right, is Craig Porter Jr. going to be more than the 11th man off the bench?
It's not just Darius. You know, Max Strus as well. Like, there's some problems in that regard.
I would not hate if they signed Malik Beasley very early in the season for that. I know he's a bit of a heat check. I don't care. All right? I don't hate heat check players, because when the heat is on, it is good.
I like a heat check.
Yeah.
I think this team needs some wild cards.
Why, are you bored with how just normal they are as human beings?
Give me some wild cards. Yeah, give me some wild cards.
Listen, I don't like...
They have, like, the nicest locker room.
Isn't that a good thing?
I don't know. It might be too nice.
Oh, we're going back to the Cavs are too nice narrative.
Yeah, it might be too nice. Actually, it's one thing I've liked about this offseason is that we've seen them kind of be a little bit more aggressive in their quotes and such than what we typically are used to. The way Darius has talked, the way that I, like, there was something going around in the past couple of days about Evan Mobley chewing out a ref at one of the practices.
And they were like, he wouldn't have done that last year.
Like, and he might not have. And it might even just be completely fantasy land that it even happened. It might have been like, I think I saw him chew out a ref. Oh yeah, he chewed out a ref. But like, they do have to in many ways get a little tougher.
You're gonna make me
give me that wild card.
So I want to get to that in 1 second because there was a huge narrative shift, and it was just the Cavs moving the goalpost. I do want to get to now that you've said it. You reminded me of what I want to say. But who's the jerk on OKC? Is it the quiet Canadian SGA? Is it Slender Man Chet Holmgren?
Holmgren, I don't think is a jerk, but I've not heard nice things about Holmgren. I don't think it's Williams. It's Caruso is
Q-ball. Q-ball is your is the meanest guy on the squad.
Might be.
Did I just say things about the narrative?
They say things about Williams in a certain way, though. I don't know.
What do they say?
It's not the impression that you have with the Cavs. So are you saying the OKC is going to buck the trend? They're going to buck the nice guy narrative?
Well, I think we get like a Draymond Green, and then everybody's like, everybody's got to have a bleep hole. It's like, I don't think every team does.
Yeah, but I mean, the Cavs have swerved completely away from that in so many ways. They had guys.
But like go back to who was the jerk on Milwaukee?
Oh, Lu Dort is a person I should have gone to with OKC. Lu Dort is definitely their menace and their version of what we're describing.
A Draymond level D?
Well, no one's in Draymond's level. Draymond's in his own little stratosphere and he's just hanging out over there. Lu Dort is like a dollar store version where he wants to kind of be that pest that Draymond is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a better actual basketball player than Draymond is.
Oh gosh, I was trying to think of who Indiana had last year that drove us all insanely.
Neesmith,
yes, thank you.
They had like seven different guys.
They did Obi Toppin acting like he was Dominique Wilkins in his. Yeah, I think we just hated him because he was having heat runs that were just stupid for a player of his caliber. I don't think he's a D. I just think he was a D in that series because it was the playoffs and they were kicking the crap out of you.
Headline, January 23rd. Dirtiest player in the league, Lu Dort, sends NBA fans in meltdown after despicable ejection against the Mavs.
He is not the dirtiest player in the NBA.
He's getting the labels.
Yeah.
He's getting these labels.
Yeah. Is it just because we got bored with the cheap shots from Draymond hitting everybody in the pills?
You know our headlines? Our headlines are nerdiest player in NBA, New York Post, Jared Allen, 4 years ago. I remember it vividly. They called him the nerdiest player in the NBA.
They haven't called him it since.
That's yeah. Our guys solve Rubik's Cubes for fun, okay?
Yeah, they also score like 130 a game.
Our guys seem like they take great respect towards waiters and waitresses and seem like they're just all around good people.
And they won 64 games.
Let's muck it up a little bit. Let's muck it up just a little bit here, guys.
We won so many games with Dion Waiters.
I know the Cavs are not the nice thing doesn't factor in. They don't.
Did your brain break here? What happened?
It's just is infuriating. It's like the pressure conversation. By the way, you're speaking to something that people believe, but it's like Donovan Mitchell's a pretty intense guy. I don't think after the ref calls a foul on him, that he disagrees. He goes, "Oh, sorry, didn't see you there." No, I don't think he.
Why did he turn Canadian all of a sudden?
Because it's Midwest nice, and that's the only way I can ope. Okay, if I'm faking the ope, if it's a real ope, I go full Ohioan. But I did think it was interesting that at the end of the season, both Atkinson and Kobe Altman said we have to get tougher and we have to get stronger in the gym, and then they went all the way through the off season, and then the narrative on media day was, no, we don't have to get tougher. No, we had a great off season. I don't know what you're talking about.
How much mission accomplished? Apparently,
I was like, how the hell did that happen?
Hey, I'm excited to
like,
see
you
what
you guys said one thing at the closing interviews, and then you're like, no, nobody said we had to get tougher.
Hey, remember though, this is what they said that was robbed of Atkinson the year prior when he was off coaching the Olympics and he was in France helping out Team France. They said he needed the whole offseason. He needed the whole 3-month, 4-month window in order to teach these guys. And so I expect to see some differences here.
I expect Evan Mobley.
That's part of the reason why they hired him was for the offseason work and what they said.
I expect Evan Mobley to be the Seabass of the Cavaliers.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
What did the five fingers say to the face, Draymond? Smack! Just everybody. Just everybody gets a smack. It's like Oprah with cars. He just whap.
Yeah. So he's going to go around being like, hey,
Hey, Draymond, Bofa. And that's his level of play.
Bofa what?
Yeah, you know.
216-474-0092. Are the Cavs... We are having fun. Are the Cavs too nice? Would be fun to get like a Marcus Smart. I understand what you're saying, but I still don't think they need just to be... They don't need a jerk just to have a jerk, all right? Find plenty of those in the NBA. Easy, Mac. No, I'm not going to do it. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.